Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Cavill Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So we are sitting at a small metal table on the old Kent Road on a Thursday afternoon, very sunny Thursday afternoon, having come to 805, which is, I think, London's only Nigerian restaurant. There's a Toys R Us opposite, and we're al fresco on the old Kent Road, which is nice. What are you drinking, Al?
I don't like Guinness. And if you imagine Guinness but slightly worse, this is Malta, made by Guinness. It's a non-alcoholic malt drink, and it's packed full of the finest ingredients for that top-of-the-world feeling.
We come into the kitchen. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, seven women all working away. Big metal pots. Excuse me? What's that in there?
Pounded yam. It's a Nigerian food. Yam.
Yam, so I've just been... Well, it's a nice little slice of fried yam. Mmm. Nice. Like a big chip. Is that tripe in there? Oh, that's stomach. Oh, my goodness.
This one is goat meat, This goat meat is shafi.
Yeah.
And then cowfish.
Don't make my favourite. And going on the griddle now. Grill. Can you tell me what type of fish?
This is we call them Monica fish. It's called croca.
Okay, what do you do with the fish?
Mai mai.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is mai mai? Well, this kitchen's so busy, but I'm totally in the way. And they're being blended up. What do you call that stick?
Sorry?
What's that stick called?
So, we call it stick. Sticky stick.
A stick is a stick. What do you call it in Nigeria?
Nigeria? No, I said Nigeria because I don't know. I don't know why it's sticking.
Stick. So back on the old Kent Road, literally, where we've got a number of Nigerian dishes.
It's called bear meat.
Yeah.
It's made of spices. With hot pepper, onions, you chop together, you stir fry, you mix with fried beef. Yeah, and then you garnish.
And this is our traditional food. It's called nkwobi.
Nkwobi, yeah. It's made of cow foot with our traditional spices.
Is cow foot good for you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then you now mix with our traditional spices. And it's very nice. It's very lovely.
It's chewing cartilage. It's disgusting. You just want to swallow it so you don't have to chew it too long. Tell me about the cow's foot, Tom.
It's really, really disgusting.
Do you imagine what a cow's hoof would taste like? It's almost exactly like
it. Well, you sold it to me. King prawns, which are a popular choice, have been gobbled up already, which have been served with a flavoured rice and quite a spicy marinade.
Ooh,
this one looks very slimy.
It looks it's quite hard to conceptualise as goat. It looks like some kind of slightly odd sea creature with these sort of frond things down either side. I slightly wish that I hadn't watched your face when you ate your piece. I don't think it's nearly as bad.
It's not as bad as
that. That's because the sauce is better.
When you bite into it, this kind of liquid comes out. It's absorbed some kind of liquid that comes out. Yeah, we've got to the end of our Nigerian feast on the old Kent Road, and we've done well at eating almost everything. We've all concluded that as a meal it's fascinating and the most unusual meal that we've had. The use of assorted meats. Yeah, assorted is one way of describing it. We've had eyeballs and ankles and stomach lining and feet and all sorts of wonderful gristly bits. But as our waitress very kindly said, if you don't try it, you don't know if you like it. And, anyone who even thinks that they're an adventurous eater should come to 805 on the old Kent Road, and they will find out whether or not their claims are true. Where are the mints?
We
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com. I feel no power. Jesus is with me, body and eyes.